evening and welcome to the Public Media M1's English Language News broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. Austria does not want to let migrants towards Hungary. This is what the Austrian Chancellor said after he held talks with Viktor Orbán in Vienna. Werner Faymann, 2 days ago at the EU summit in Brussels, said that if the only way Hungary can halt illegal migrants is by erecting fences, then migrants should be let through instead. On Friday, he said that the existing international agreements must be respected. The Hungarian Prime Minister said the border seal is the only solution to stop the migrant wave and to protect the Schengen borders.
Thousands of migrants arrived to Croatia. In the past 1.5 weeks, more than 60,000 migrants came. Because of the authorities cannot handle the situation, they continuously transport the migrants to the Hungarian border. This is why the Hungarian government has decided to build a fence on this section to protect the border. The Croatian Prime Minister objected against the fence and he offered something else. The Austrian Chancellor on Wednesday at the extraordinary EU summit in Brussels said that if the only way Hungary can halt illegal migrants is by erecting fences, then migrants should be let through instead. Werner Faymann had a different opinion on Friday when he held talks with Viktor Orbán in Vienna. He said that the existing international agreements must be respected and the creation of a migrant corridor contravenes EU and international laws. I understood it very well, but I requested from him to support Hungary in the means of our efforts concerning border protection. European forms of border controls must be established on the Hungarian-Croatian border, similar to those on the Serbian border. And we are going to stop migrants entering through the green border to Hungary. I requested Mr. Faymann to support this, said the Hungarian Prime Minister. The border seal is needed because modern migration has a looming unlimited supply of migrants, the Prime Minister added. He said tens of millions of people believe that Europe is waiting for them and accepts them. Hungary is forced to build a fence. The Prime Minister said at the moment he cannot see other solution to comply with the Schengen rules and the EU leaders had no other ideas either. Therefore, we have to build a border seal at the Croatian-Hungarian border as well, just like on the Serbia-Hungarian border. A similar and equally effective two-line physical border seal should be constructed, Viktor Orbán announced. But before closing the Hungarian-Croatian border, Orbán said he would seek the support of the Visegrad Group member states and Hungarian government members will visit Croatia also. Viktor Orbán said that the reason for this visit was that Hungary wants to preserve traditionally good ties with Austria. The Prime Minister said that Austria had renounced its friendship with Hungary in the hardest of times, but the Hungarian government is willing to overlook this. Hungary is willing to forgive Austria for calling us Nazis, a move which was absurd coming from an Austrian politician. We forget that we were told that the process of the Hungarian authorities is similar to that in the dark 30s and 40s. We are willing to forget that we were told that the Hungarian authorities have violated the human rights agreements, which is a lie, said Viktor Orbán. He added that the protection of Hungary's southern border is essentially the protection of the border of Austria, Bavaria, and Europe as a whole. And if it fails, Schengen is lost.
The international media presents a one-sided image of the Hungarian events and measures in connection with the migration crisis, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Péter Szijjártó told the BBC in an interview. The minister said in a Hard Talk interview broadcast early on Friday that migrants had been pelting stones and chunks of concrete at Hungarian police for hours, causing injuries before water cannon and tear gas was used to stop them at the Ruska border crossing between Hungary and Serbia last week. He said it was wrong that the reports only showed Hungarian police using tear gas without showing the reason why. It can be clearly felt that an international media campaign is underway against Hungary, Szijjártó said. The use of tear gas and riots at Horgos became a part of the curriculum at schools in Sweden. The daily newspaper Magyar Idők wrote an article about that on the state-funded language courses, Syrian students can learn about how to say in Swedish, I quoted, Hungary has closed its border with Serbia, making it difficult for migrants to enter the EU. The incident caused an outrage among language teachers who said it is not right that this is what future Swedish citizens will think about Hungary. The Croatian authorities continuously transport migrants to Hungary, just like they did it in the past few days. They use buses and trains to bring the migrants to the Hungarian-Croatian border. And from Botovo, migrants are walking on foot at the green border towards Hungary. The groups are coordinated by the Croatian police.
Crowds in the Opatovac reception center in Croatia just overnight. 5,000 migrants arrived here from Serbia. According to Croatian newspapers, there had never been this many migrants here before. Immigrants are collected with police vans, then transported to the camp. After registration, they are transported to Tovarnik. This was the 20th train, which left towards the Hungarian border. Meanwhile, at another Serbian-Croatian border crossing at Babska, more than 1,000 migrants gathered. Due to the slow movement, they broke through a cordon and started walking towards the Hungarian border. This is Botovo, the Croatian-Hungarian green border. Authorities direct the trains full of migrants here. 8,000 people arrive here every day, and they continue their journey on foot towards Hungary. Many of them are not prepared for autumn. They are wearing slippers and summer clothes in this rain. Many of the migrants have no idea which country they are in, because Croatian authorities informed them in Tovarnik that the trains take them directly to Austria.
I don't know. Ariel, what's your name? I don't know. And the train come to here and walk with the people. And I don't know where we are. Walk.
The first group, 1,500 migrants, reached Zakan during the day. They were followed by another group in the afternoon. Migrants are put on trains here and they are transported to Hegyeshalom, where 8,000 people crossed the border within a day. Another 4,000 migrants were expected later on. According to the Hungarian police, this week more migrants than ever before. More than 10,000 of them crossed the Hungarian border. On Thursday, this number was 8,000.
The Indian-owned company Tata Group creates 300 new jobs in Budapest at their service center. So altogether, 1,600 highly trained multilingual professionals can help to provide business advice and various IT services. The Tata Consultancy Services is currently in a business relationship with 1,000 companies in 80 countries worldwide.
System error in a bottling plant in the United States needs immediate response. The much-needed information comes from the Budapest Shared Service Center of Tata Group. This is the only IT service center of the group outside of its Indian headquarters, where they provide wide-range IT and business consultancy services for 1,000 companies from 80 countries of the world. Professionals, IT specialists, engineers, analysts, and even doctors answer the phone in 34 languages of the world, including Mandarin and Korean. They can pursue even an entire procedure of drug licensing from here. They handle 800-1,000 calls a day.
Tickets for you and assign it to Verizon.
A problem should be solved immediately or maximum in an hour. More complex issues should be settled in a day.
300 colleagues to our workforce in coming days in Hungary. So we already have a significant presence in Hungary, one of the largest air service centers. But we want to add another 300 in coming months to Hungary.
He added that they cooperate with several universities, offer professional support and internships for the students who can get jobs at the company after graduation.
Magyarország az innováció útjára lépett.
The Secretary of State of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade said that Hungary puts emphasis on the value-added activities, research and development, and Tata Shared Service Center is a good example for that. It helps to boost Hungary's competitiveness. He added that since Tata came to Hungary, they constantly recruit new professionals. It's not only about money, about investment. They bring very attractive job opportunities for talented, educated young people who speak languages and who otherwise could leave the country. They will rather stay in Hungary and build their future here, he said. Tata SSC last year bagged 140 million foreign profit, a year before 108 million.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Or you can follow us online. Tomorrow, my colleague Hoyanaka will be waiting for you. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.